Okay, so at the end of Parsha Shlach, we have the Parsha that we read twice a day, the Parsha of Tzitzis. Just to discuss very briefly a shaila that comes up in Tzitzis that we don't always think about. On days like Yom HaTzma'ut or Yom Yerushalayim, you'll sometimes see people wearing a cape, which is not really a cape, it's just an Israeli flag, which they've draped around their back. Now, the problem is, potentially, that it is a four-cornered garment. It's not particularly different than a talis, which is just a cape that we drape around our shoulders. And therefore, the poskim raised the question, if someone is doing that, is it chayiv in tzitzis or not? So there are basically, from what I've seen, two main positions. Some poskim, and this Rabbi Neir is a very short tshuva on this, suggests that you don't have to. The reason he brings, if you look in the Beis Yosef, in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Siman Yud, and it's brought in the Ber Halacha as well, there is a machlokes about this, but there is a position that if something is worn not as clothing, but as kavod, as some sort of symbol, even though you are wearing it, it doesn't count as a beged. The Ber Halacha brings down that this is a position. Again, it's a machlokes, but this is a position that something, even though you wear it, can be considered not clothing, but rather worn as a symbol. And Rav Avinair paskins like that and says, therefore, even though you're wearing this flag as a cape, it's clearly not a beged, it's just a flag, it's a semel, and therefore it doesn't have the lachik status of a piece of clothing, and therefore you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to put tzitzis on it, despite the fact that it is essentially a four-cornered cape. On the other hand, Rav Yaakov Ariel is not so convinced. He says it depends how you wear it. If you're actually misatef in it, right, you really wrap yourself in it, so then it's a piece of clothing like anything else. It's, if you took your actual talis and you put, instead of the normal, whatever, black stripes or blue stripes, you added a Magen David in the middle, it would look very similar to the Israeli flag, and you have to put tzitzis on it. And therefore, he says, if you're misatif, when it ostensibly, so then you are chayiv. What? So maybe not a blanket, right? Because a blanket might actually be a beged laila. Right, it might be a night clothing, with according to Ashkenazim, would not be obligated. But that gets into a whole other machlokes, right? Because in general, we have the machlokes Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, the Rosh, the Rambam, whether what's obligated is any clothes during the day or day clothing. Now, for Ashkenazim, a blanket, therefore, is not a problem because we paskin that it's about beged yom versus beged laila, and a blanket is definitionally a night clothing. So even if it's clothes, it's not a, it's never going to be obligated. For Sfaradim, it's a bit more complicated, which is why sometimes you'll see that they'll round the corners. But a flag doesn't really go into that category. You're wearing it as a day thing, right? You're wearing it at the parade or dancing or whatever you're doing. So Rav Yaakov Ariel therefore says, fundamentally, if you're misatef in it, if you're not misatef in it, fine. But if you're misatef in it, you wrap yourself in it, so you should be chayef. Now, he himself doesn't like it. He says, you really shouldn't do that. He questions this legally. I'm not sure if there's legal grounds to this. I don't know what the Israeli law is. In America, we have some sort of laws on what you were allowed to do with a flag. I don't know whether there's actually a legal problem. I doubt it. But he's, either way, he said, maybe it's not what you're supposed to do with a flag. Maybe it's not a respectful thing to do with a flag, so he doesn't like it. But he says, despite the fact they don't like it, if you're doing it and you're really wrapping yourself, then you really probably are chayiv in tzitzis. Now, he doesn't really want you to put on tzitzis. Instead, what you should do is you should just round the corner, right? If you're going to do this and you think you're chayiv, so as long as you round the corner, it's not a four-cornered thing anymore, and therefore, according to nobody, would you be chayiv. Now, I saw in one of these like online English tshuva, right? These are all like online one-liners. They don't have full explanations, but I think Rabbi Ari Shvat, who I don't know who he is exactly, but when you Google it, this is what comes up. I don't think he's not the same as the journalist, I assume. No, okay. There you go. I don't know who he is, but okay, David does. So he's a Gush guy. So he notes, and this is what should be brought up in the poskim, the obvious is that there is a machlokes, which is a poskim, whether you're ever chayiv in tzitzis, with a beged that isn't worn such that you have two corners in front and two in the back, right? And therefore he notes that He doesn't know why. Now again, all these are like short online tshuva, which may just be the answer, but he notes that if you paskin like the shita, which are brought in Shulchan Aruch, that something is not considered a piece of clothing that's obligated in tzitzis unless it has two corners in the front and two corners in the back, then a flag, right, as opposed to, now again, it also probably depends, but often they're just wearing it sort of like on the tips of their shoulders, with like, I don't know, tie a string around their neck or whatever they're doing for it to stay on, so all four corners are in the back. So again, according to the Oshito, you wouldn't be liable. But from that, what I've seen, again, you have the people who say, you have like people like Shlomo Aviner who say it's a not called a baguette, it's not clothing, and therefore it's not liable. Yaakov Ariel, who says fundamentally in principle it should be liable, and therefore round the corner. And again, it may depend, in addition to this question of whether something can be a semel instead of clothing, a symbol instead of clothing, this other question of whether you actually need all four corners in front or not, which is a machlokas, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch as well. But those are just some positions, something to think about on the